Was something quite experienced before with this before actually leaving. I knew that nothing could be achieved unless the Holy Spirit, the anointing, takes over. And God, of course, always says he goes before and prepares the way, so we appropriate that, we know that, and we believe that by faith. But before I went, I think probably about 4 days, 5 days before going, I felt as though I was being carried by the Holy Spirit, moved. And of course, this is scriptural because we know in the book of Acts that they were moved by the Spirit as the Spirit moved and led. And this was and two of the saints said they would come and meet me, of which they did. And we had about a 9-10 hour journey back from Hyderabad to Mandapita, which is where I was staying. And we arrived their time in India about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the evening. And I was there for a while, and in the room which I normally have when I go there, and Sangeeta came into the room. That's Danny's mother, and she just burst into tears and just wonderful to have you here, and the timing is so right. And then she began to open up as to what's been going on there. Now, before my arrival, not many were living in the house because they now got the church building that's been built. So the family, that is Sangeeta and the daughter and Daniel Paul, are living now in the quarters. They've got several rooms that have been built adjacent to the church, which they're now living in. So the house itself, which is a lovely house, had rather been run down. So we needed to put it right, and so the electrics needed to be done and various things, and it had to be cleared out, and I'm afraid. And she then proceeded to say that my husband said that you can't stay here. You've got to go. So that created sort of quite a turmoil, and Danny, I could see, was really overcoming this, and a few other saints with flesh and blood. We're up against principalities, powers. We're going to take authority over this and what's working in this man. And we did. And after we... So that was a blessing. It really was. And the following day, I was to go, and it was a time when I went where it was holidays. And which meant that children are all on holiday away from school. So most of the children, 100 of them, were not actually at the orphanage. They were with families. Families had taken them in. Danny said to me, they're all going to come back today for your visit.
No, sorry, I don't know what's going on here. It's, I went back and came back in again. And now the mic's gone, okay. So nobody can hear the mic now, nobody can listen now.
The children are sort of educated, and where they eat there, and then the house is on the left, the lovely house. There were all these children who stood up and started to clap and praise the Lord, and I started to become quite emotional, which I thought I would, just seeing God's mighty hand, what he's doing here. And all the pastors were there, all the helpers were there, all the other pastors from all the other churches. There was probably about 200 people who had turned up for this. And it was quite moving. Only God could set something like this, and is doing there. And the children were wonderful, they really were. And then they served food for them. And it's amazing, the children know exactly what to do. They know exactly where to sit. They know what to take in their plate and everything. Everything runs. It just touches you that only God can do this. And they do everything with pride. They do everything unto the Lord. And you can clearly see this. So I then left and was very, very blessed. And it took me a few days to actually adjust when I got there, because one of the things I was so aware of was the heat. It was very, very hot, and I wasn't really very keen about going this time of the year, but they wanted me there because they wanted to celebrate my birthday, and they really put the pressure on. So that was when I was to go, because I really wanted to go toward the end of the year when it's cooler. And I became aware that the Lord was sustaining me. As I said earlier in the opening of this, that I was so aware the Holy Spirit was just moving me. He was taking me. It was like it was just bypassing me. And I was aware that God was going to provide. He was going to help me with these tremendous temperatures, because it was very, very hot, and it's very hot also in the evenings. So I had a day or two where I was sort of acclimatizing to the weather, and then some of the meetings started, and the first one started at Danny's church. Now, Danny takes three meetings on a Sunday. He has his own church, which he's had for a number of years, and they meet in a hall locally. And then in the evening, he then goes to Rajamundry, where he holds two meetings in the evening. One is for in English, for those who want English, and then another follows later in Telugu, which of course is their own language. Well, I preached at the church in the morning, and the saints were so delighted to see me. I recognized many, many faces, and yes, the Lord's adding as well to the church, which is a blessing. He must have about 50 or 60 saints who come regularly. We then had a meeting, and the first one was in English, so I was able to just preach. I didn't need Danny to interpret. And then we had a meeting later on from that, which of course I had Danny to interpret in Telugu. And again, there were obviously more came for the second one, because they could understand. And again, I became very aware just the Holy Spirit was taking over. The Holy Spirit was just filling my mouth. There were times when I really just didn't know what I was going to preach. It was like God was just bypassing my mind, my intellect. It was though He wouldn't allow me to work out too much in advance what I was to preach on. He wouldn't let me work out too much. He was just saying, "Open your mouth, I will fill it." And this is how it was the whole time I was there, just praying in the spirit before a meeting, just preparing your heart, your spirit, but basically the Holy Spirit just taking over. And there were lots of meetings coming up. I must confess that sometimes I found it difficult, and I did ask Danny, "Look, we can't do all these meetings all the time. You know, these temperatures are so high." But they weren't taking any notice of me, because word got round that I was there, and there were other churches, pastors wanted me to go and preach at their church, and I was out virtually every day. So I was becoming aware why the Holy Spirit was moving in the way that He was, because I'd been taken out of my natural environment and put into an environment where it's completely different, the culture is different, and the whole weather and everything, you know, was extremely hot. Now, something that God was teaching me, when I went out there, I, of course, took various things with me to mosquitoes, put on ointment and everything. And for the first few days, I found that it wasn't working. And I had a few bites, and I certainly had a few fly bites, which are quite nasty. Trust in God, his word, or are you going to trust in the arm of the flesh? That's what you have to decide. And so the Lord was faithful. He really was. And the meetings were a great blessing. And on one particular meeting, which was outside, and this was a meeting, a rather special meeting, because a sister who's got a sort of evangelist ministry, I know this sister, I've seen her many times, she's a very, very godly woman, and she came up to me and she said to me, you probably don't remember, but she said, you prayed for me about 4 years ago, and we prayed the prayer of agreement that the Lord would restore my marriage, and bring my husband back. And I said, well, I vaguely remember this. I certainly know you. But I said, I can't remember every detail. She said, I want to just say to you that God has answered that prayer. And after 9 years of us being separated, the Lord has restored my marriage and has brought my husband back. And not only that, but he's given his life to the Lord Jesus. Now, he was quite abusive to his wife. He had a drink problem. And he's given his life to the Lord. And his life has changed. And he's bought a house for he and his wife so that they can start over again. And I had the privilege of being able to pray over it and commit it to the Lord. And so that evening, they wanted to hold a meeting as a thank you, gratitude to God. And so at the backyard, we had that meeting, and I think there were about 150 turned up for this meeting. We could barely move, but did the Holy Spirit move? When I got up to start to preach, I started to preach, and I started with a few words, and the next thing I know is I was prophesying, and the Holy Spirit was just speaking through me. And then words of knowledge were coming out, and the Lord was selecting certain people around, and had word for them, or word of knowledge, or word of prophecy. And the people were just, their faith was just quickened. And again, it was just the Holy Spirit just taking over. It was like I wasn't in control. And so, you know, it was a mighty, mighty blessing that evening. And then a few days later, I was invited again to preach again outside. These are pastors' churches, you know, and because so many come, they can't get them in their small hall. So, you know, we get a little small marquee, and there we are under the stars, worshipping and praising God. And again, that evening, the Lord really moved with healing. And I had a word of knowledge towards the end of the teaching on faith and head problems and migraine. So I gave this out, and about nine stood up. And the sisters were in front of me, and all the brothers, they sort of sat behind me. And there was one brother there who didn't speak Telugu. He spoke another different language. He was visiting. So he knew it was sort of for healing, so he just stood up for his healing. And one woman said to me, the moment I rebuked this in the name of Jesus, she said it was like a bolt of light just hit her, and she was instantly manifested. All the headache, the pressure, everything immediately left. There was another woman who testified and said, I know I'm being healed. I've been touched. I can sense things are changing in me. Just were giving the same testimonies. And then this man, this young man that stood up, he must have been in his He said, my spine went click, click, click. He said, I now can stand upright and all the pain is gone. And again, we give God all the praise and all the glory. And this, many times, is how the meetings were conducted. It was just the Lord just moving, taking over. And all I knew was that, as he's been telling us now for several years, you just step to one side, get out of the way, get your intellect, your mind, what you think out of the way, I will do it. And I have learnt something very precious this time when I'm ministering in India. I've learnt something of the power of the Holy Spirit, which we're all coming into, which God is preparing the body of Christ and this assembly in the last days, what we're going to walk in. And I can see why. Because of what we're facing, what we're up against. Not only the powers of darkness, but sicknesses, diseases, and so on. And I was encouraging many, many times, the Lord was speaking very much to the different bodies about the gifts that he wants to give out to each of them. A lot of it still tends to come through the pastors. This is quite typical. But there was a real emphasis of the gifts wanting to be given out to the different members. And I was stressing this a lot, and I could see a lot of them were really taking this in and were really getting excited about this, that they could be used for healing, that they too are to go out and make disciples and so on. So encouraged about this, because as you know, there are a lot of needs there. There's a lot of sickness and disease and so on. And they cannot afford to go to doctors, to go to medical science and whatever. It costs such a lot of money. So they are thrown in many ways in trusting the Lord, which is such a blessing. So I know there's going to be a breakthrough in this. And I'm sure when the Lord leaves that I go back there, I'm going to see quite a change. I was also invited to their prayer meetings, and this again was something that really challenged and blessed me. Of course, some of them work, but those that are available, they get together in the morning and they'll have a prayer meeting, and it's nothing to spend 3 or 4 hours praying, interceding, and in that heat as well. And so I would go along just to encourage them or give them an encouragement in prayer and so on. But it was just such a blessing to see their commitment, how they take prayer, intercession seriously, and is coming back wanting to use these facilities. So please be in prayer for this in your time of prayer, that God will really bless this. Some of the teachings that I gave, which is translated from Telugu into English, is going to be going out on YouTube. But elders sitting on the platform with me, and I was very conscious of their face. They didn't like at all what God is doing through him. And in fact, one young minister, not a lot older than Danny, absolutely snubbed him and just wouldn't shake hands, walked straight off the platform. So he's upsetting. He's rocking the boat, the system. But he's determined. He speaks out against these religious things and against Easter and Christmas and all these rituals because like that. You know, when you hear the word going and he's preaching it, the effect that it has on people. And many of them just, they've never heard this. So even, you know, in India or other countries, there's still this liberal gospel that is preached today that is watered down. So, you know, our teaching, we are so privileged. We are so blessed. You know, what have we done to deserve this? You know, we can only give God all the praise and all the glory. And again, we're seeing the fruit of this teaching. And Danny, as you know, has been very involved with the orphanage. And we now have 100 children, which is quite a lot of children. And I think most of you know how we got this 100. Danny has connections with some churches in the forest. It's about a 3-4 hour journey into the forest. I know Brother Bob, he came to the first one, so he knows what I'm talking about here. And Danny was the one that started this, these churches, he went there to preach, and many of them gave their lives to the Lord, and this is how these churches started up. And we didn't know that until recently, because basic education, this was a burden I had, and I was really praying on this. We really could do with another teacher, so I'm continuing to pray that the Lord will provide on this. And of course, there's feeding them. So one can imagine the expenditure that is needed, and also just to pay for electricity and all these things, which of course we know that we face back here in the UK. But praise God, the Lord is providing. He provides each month, and it's an absolute blessing. And Danny has done a tremendous work there. I have to give God all the praise and all the glory. A young man of 28, 29, so committed to such service is just wonderful to watch. I had the privilege of meeting a pastor. He also runs an orphanage. His name is Samuel. And he's about 55, and he's a lovely, godly man, and speaks perfect English. And he's been running his orphanage for about 30 years now, and they have 100 children. And Samuel knows Danny's mother, Sangeeta, very well. And Danny's had mentioned him to me, and that he wanted me to meet him, so I went to the orphanage and I met him, and he just couldn't speak highly enough of Danny. And he said, I've heard so much about you and the church, and he said, I just cannot praise and thank God enough for what you are doing and for the work you're doing and helping to provide a life for these children. He said, I know what this is like, because he said, I've been in this for 30 years. And he asked Danny if he would come to a conference in Australia. Actually, it's in Tasmania. And so Danny had mentioned this to me. And I said, well, if this is the Lord and you'll meet up with others who run orphanages around the world, I said, you know, this may be a blessing. You'll be able to share and pick up things. And anyway, he had to go back to Hyderabad. And he was away for 24 hours. And he rang me and he said, Kim, you're not going to believe this. I said, I probably will. He said, I arrived there and they told me that to get this new passport would probably take a week. Well, he hadn't got a week, because he was due to go in just under a week. This is the latter part before I left, what's going on. And he said, when I got there, he said there was a man sitting at the desk, and he looked at me and he said, I know you. So Danny looked at him and said, do you? He said, yes. He said, you went to the school, the same school that I went to. And he said, my name, I forget what he said his name was. And Danny said, gosh, yes, I remember you. And so he said, well, what are you here for? He said, well, they've got my passport wrong. They got my birth date wrong. He said, well, normally it takes 5 days to get this changed and everything. He said, look, leave it with me. I'll fast track this. and we should try and get this done in under 24 hours. Praise God, look how God had gone before and prepared for him even to get his passport. So we got that done. We then put in the new forms for his visa. We then found out that on the way back, they're stopping 2 days in Singapore. So he needed a visa. What I can teach them. There's just so much that one can learn and see what God is doing. And they've extended an invite to any of the saints, any of you who want to come and be blessed, Lord willing, next time when we go. So the offer's there for any of the saints who want to join as well. And I know you will be blessed as well. So I give God all the praise and all the glory for this. And there were also, I just want to, before I finish, there were also some who came up who, when I prayed for them some 2, 3, 4 years back, came up to say how God had answered prayer. Some came up with having children because the husband and wife were barren, they couldn't conceive, and there they were, they got children. This was an interesting thing. There were a lot. I probably prayed for over 20 or 30 couples who aren't conceiving, problems, some of which had been to witch doctors, had been prayed over, so we had to break those curses. And that wouldn't have come up unless I asked those questions. So I know when I go back next time, they're going to be blessed with a little one. So I give God all the praise and all the glory. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for your prayers, your intercessions. I very much was aware of prayer. I knew I was being surrounded by prayer. It's just a knowing. And it had to be by the way that God worked and moved and how he did use me in ways that I've not been used before. So I knew that that was saints who were really praying and pressing in. And I want to thank you for that and give God all the praise and all the glory. So I think really that's about it. That's the testimony. But I just want to say, in closing, that, and I was sharing with our brother Alan, he popped in to see me on Sunday, and he was sharing something that I witnessed with, what I've just brought up about, he went down to Worthing to vow the saint down there, and to the church, and how they couldn't get B&B anywhere because there was big conferences going on. And they found somewhere that day they were going. And he shared with me and said that God provides today, now. He's the God of today. And that really, really spoke to me because that was a lot what I was seeing. Not only, I might add, with Danny, the Lord manifested his trip to Australia, but with me and the various needs and everything, I was moving each day with the God of now, today. And I think this is something that we have all got to start to learn. We still see a God for tomorrow, for next year, or 10 years' time. We're still basing so much of our faith out in the future. But God gives us faith for each day. And it is a gift of faith. It may be a mustard seed of faith, but it is that faith for today. And it is that faith for today that we walk by, that we apply, and we appropriate. And we've got to start taking our eyes off things that we're trying to plan or hopeful in a sense for the future. There is, of course, a hope, we know that. But I think we need to learn to walk by faith for the God of today, the God of now. Because we're missing out on a lot of things. We're missing out on blessings. We're missing out on seeing the mighty hand of an arm of God through us. I am convinced that that is how Jesus walked. And we know that because many times he would prepare, or he would get up early and meet his Father. For what? For that day. And he simply walked that day and appropriated by faith whatever God was presenting and bringing to him. And I am convinced that that is the walk of the Spirit. That is walking in the Spirit. That is what God wants to do with each one of us. It's not just for ministers or for myself. It's for all of us. And we're going to really start to see God working things out, bringing things to us, or bringing people to us, or needs to us, whatever it would be. And we're going to then see the gift or gifts that are needed for this day that will work. It's simply just getting out of the way and letting God live his life in and through us. You know, the good news of the gospel is that we present not our idea of the gospel or our church or our denomination. The good news of the gospel is Jesus Christ in us, the hope of glory, presenting himself to whoever we are led to by the Spirit. It's us getting out of the way. The good news is about Jesus who lives in me. He's the one that they should see and be touched by and hear. And that's why the Holy Spirit has come to bring Jesus. He said to the disciples, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come back to you. And I think we're just beginning to understand what he means by this. I will come back to you. He comes back to the world through you, through me, through empty vessels. As we get our unbelief, our disobedience, our rebellion, all those things that can hinder, as we get out of the way, so he then manifests himself in and through us. And I was beginning to experience a bit of this. And I thought, Lord, this is what it's all about. And this is when then you're carried along. You're moved along by the Holy Spirit. He carries you along because he's power. The Holy Spirit comes as power. And he carries you along, strengthening you, doing things that you can't do in the natural. There were times when I was very tired. I was overcome by the heat. But he was moving me along, overcoming through that. Now, of course, I have to yield to that. We all have to yield to that. But he fundamentally does it. And I'm convinced that this is what we're moving into with our walk as overcomers. So brothers and sisters, hold on in there. We're on a threshold. We're on a breakthrough. We're breaking through. This is why the enemy is attacking like he is. This is why he's trying to hold us still in self, in our emotions, our flesh, our unbelief. Because he knows the power of this. He knows the power of Christ in us, who's manifesting himself through us to this dying world. It's only he that can change this world. It's only he that can heal through us. It's as we yield over to him. So I just want to share that with you before I finish. Well, thank you for your time. It's been a blessing to be able to share this with you this evening. But before we close, let's just thank the Lord. Heavenly Father, thank you again tonight. Thank you for your encouragements. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this assembly. the ministries that you are raising, the gifts that you are giving to this church and to others who are going on with you. Thank you, Father, that you are showing us that it's not about us, it's about you. It's as we decrease that you increase. And this can only be done and wrought by the Holy Spirit. This is why you baptized us in the Spirit. This is why it's an open door that we can go through and go as far and as deep as we want. And Lord, I want to thank you for the way you have moved in India and with our brothers and sisters and with the churches and the saints. Father, I know that when we go back, we will see what the seed of your word has done. And Father, they're so appreciative. They're so thankful. They love this word, Father. They embrace it. And they give you all the praise and all the glory. There's so much, Lord, one can learn from these people. They know what hardship is. They know what it's like not to have a meal. They know what it's like to suffer, to be rejected. Many of them are low caste, so they're regarded as the scum. But Father, they're the ones that you are meeting. They're the ones that you are saving. They're the ones that you are bringing together in fellowship. And Lord, they just are so appreciative of this. And Father, I just was so touched that when they come to the meetings in the evening, and sometimes they didn't finish till 1 o'clock in the morning, some of them were working during the daytime. They were really struggling to try and keep their eyes open, some of them, but they had made that effort. They were there. They wanted to be there. Lord, we can learn so much. We're so spoilt here in the West. We've got such amenities. We have everything at our disposal, Lord. Father, forgive us that we can be so ungrateful. Lord, we can be so hard-hearted at times. But Lord, please melt these hearts of stone and give us hearts of flesh, that we too can be moved and carried along by the Holy Spirit. Help us to look away and just simply always look to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. And so, Lord, I thank you tonight for our meeting. Thank you for bringing all the saints into the room. I pray you'll bless, preserve, and keep them all. Keep them on that narrow path, seeking the kingdom, looking to you, led by the Spirit. And Father, thank you again for speaking to us, each one of us, tonight. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, bless you all, and thank you for your time. Thank you that I've been able to share much of this blessing, and we're just beginning to see more and more what God is doing and will do. And I believe that we're going to see the Word of God going forth from this assembly, touching other churches, other assemblies, other lives. It's nothing to do about us. It doesn't make us any better or whatever. It's just that we minister, we are servants and serve the body of Christ. And I know it's been a privilege tonight to be able to serve you with this testimony. So have a blessed week, and the Lord be with you all. And our meeting will be in Andover on Sunday, starting at 11 o'clock, and come prepared, prayed up, believing, and we shall have a blessed time. And the word will go out on Pal Talk round about 11 o'clock on Sunday. So until then, every blessing to you all.